This is a KUNV Studios original program.
You're listening to Special Programming, brought to you by itswhereiam.com. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, Nevada. This is Dr. G, Clinical Director from Great Minds Counseling and Wellness Center, and you're listening to It's Where I Am on 91.5 FM KUNV. I have a really exciting show this week. I know I say that every week, but it's a pleasure for me to welcome on It's Where I Am, Dawn Butterfield, who is the new Chief Executive Officer of Reno Behavioral Healthcare Hospital. So without further ado, let me welcome on and say hello to our guest, Dawn Butterfield. Hi, Dawn. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much. It's my honor to be here with you.
Absolutely. So, Dawn, It's Where I Am is a radio show that is bringing to listeners community resources. And I really have spotlighted the field of mental health. Mental health impacts all of us. And it was really one of my drives to help people make internal sense of their thinking around mental health, where I still think sometimes the stigma of accessing help, accessing care, prevents people from benefiting and from healing and from growing. And so that's what I've really focused on the show. It's Where I Am. And I'm just so delighted to hear about what's been going on at Reno Behavioral Healthcare Hospital.
Well, thank you. Once again, thanks for having me on. It's actually very timely because tomorrow is our 6th anniversary of our first patient. We opened in March of 2018, and it was a very exciting time for this community of Reno because it was a hospital that was so needed so much, so badly. And so we're happy to be here 6 years later.
Amazing. 6 years, Dawn. Now I want to be transparent to 91.5 listeners. So I worked up north in Reno for a period of time and had the privilege of working in the role as Executive Director of Clinical Services at RBHH. And Dawn and I would partner together often, daily, weekly, as he was the Chief Operating Officer at that time. And so I am fully aware of the things that come out of RBHH and just the commitment from its service providers. But I'd like our listeners, Dawn, to learn more about RBHH and to become familiar with all the different services that RBHH offers. So if you don't mind, if you can start, just jump in and start sharing with our listeners, what are the services that an individual may receive if they need help?
Absolutely. Well, we're a 124-bed hospital, and we specialize in treatment for both adults as well as youth. We have both inpatient and outpatient programs, and we can treat behavioral health as well as substance use disorder.
So Dawn, now, March of 2018, that's when the first patient came through the doors at RBHH. Now, if I recall correctly, what number employee, Dawn, were you?
Oh, I don't quite remember. I think I was the 10th employee or so. I was proud to help launch the hospital. I was in the role of business development director at the time. And so Reno Behavioral Healthcare Hospital very much feels like my baby. It's very near and dear to my heart. as well as the others that work here. And we're just really proud of what we've brought to the Reno community.
Well, that's the highlight, though, Don. That was important for me to have listeners hear from you, is your level of commitment to the hospital, as well as your level of commitment to the Reno, Northern Nevada community. Up north, there are scarce resources that are available to really assist with meeting the needs of our community members. And RBHH, which is a signature healthcare hospital, is really committed to meeting that need. So So there's adult services, child and adolescent services, 120 beds. Can you outpatient services? That's a lot for maybe some of our listeners, Don, to grasp, but just the hold of what RBHH actually provides to the community up north. Can you break it down a little bit more and be a little bit more specific about, you know, so if I'm a community member and say, Don, if I'm struggling with my own mental health, and can you speak to some of the needs related to what might get me admitted at to RBHH?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I want to say is that not everybody meets criteria for inpatient hospitalization. And so that's why we're proud to offer other levels of care, such as residential treatment, as well as outpatient programs, such as partial hospitalization and intensive outpatient. But patients may be experiencing suicidal ideation, anxiety and panic, depression, various mood disorders, substance use and addiction, and so really the whole gamut. And we have different programs that are catered to an individual's needs.
So I love what I just heard, Don, because it speaks to the level of ethics and philosophy in how care is being provided at RBHH. And I think you can hear in my voice, Don, that, you know, I'm enthused to have you on as a guest today because I really support RBHH. And I was excited to see when you got promoted to chief executive officer. You deserve it. And, you know, just the level of commitment to the service providers, the workers that are in the hospital every day providing care to your patients. You know, I've been able to just be present and have the privilege of experiencing that level of commitment from all those team members in my former role. And I think RBHH does a really great job at meeting the needs of patients. And so one of the things, Don, that I was thinking about as I was getting ready to have you on as a guest is how you and I would participate in our daily management meetings, if you will, where we kind of just got a rundown of who was in the hospital and what were the individual needs associated with various patients that were in the different units. And I loved how you really supported, and you supported me, and you supported the clinical team in being creative around treatment planning needs and how to individualize treatment where we could do a better job at being more successful at treating each patient's needs. And so I thank you for allowing me to do that when I was up north with you. And I would like to believe that that continues to happen at RBHH in that, you know, you said, Don, not everyone is going to meet the need for inpatient hospitalization. And again, I just think that that speaks to how the organization is being overseen and the philosophy and how you believe in providing care. And so, Don, you know, this is our first opportunity in a minute to catch up with each other. And I'm really excited to learn what are some of your goals and vision that you have for RBHH as its newest and well-deserved CEO?
Well, the first thing is we want to be here for the growing community of Reno and Northern Nevada. So we want to make sure that we have the programs and services that this community needs. And what that means at the end of the day is we need the workforce to care for those patients. So the great thing about healthcare and hospitals and behavioral health in particular is it really is a bunch of people with big hearts coming together from many backgrounds and many specialties. So we might employ, well, we do employ nurses, we employ social workers, marriage and family therapists, adjunct therapists, recreational therapists. It's just, to me, awesome to see all these different specialties coming together to provide individualized care for a particular patient. So first and foremost, I want to make sure that, you know, we have the capacity to meet the community's needs so that we can grow and be there when the community needs us. And then, you know, into the future, I would love for us to be viewed as a resource, not only for treatment, but also for prevention, education, training, and support services. So just kind of a resource for everything when it comes to mental health and addiction.
You know, that sounds awesome. And, you know, having the opportunity to work alongside so many individuals that I know are still employed at RBHH and just their commitment, you know, we don't always, you know, how I think about clinical services, Don, is that, you know, we're all human beings. And so those of us providing direct service, direct care, we're not perfect. Sometimes we make errors. Sometimes we make mistakes. But our level of commitment, though, is so high and that we're so driven to do what is right and to do best by each individual person that gets admitted through those front doors and transitioned into the hospital that is receiving care throughout the different level of care options that community members up north have access to. So Don very articulately highlighted for our listeners that RBHH provides inpatient hospitalization mental health services. And though they recognize that not everybody needs, you know, that level of care. So then there are step down and or lesser intensive options that can be offered to those needing help up north. And one level of care that RBHH offers is outpatient care. And so, Don, what are the types? What does that look like? So if an individual then is recommended for outpatient level of care services, what does RBHH specifically offer?
Well, we even when it comes to outpatient services, there are different levels of care and different intensities of programming. One we refer to as partial hospitalization. And that is typically a program that would be 5 days a week, 6 hours a day. Typically, it runs for 2 weeks. And it's fairly intense programming, very similar to what one might receive on an inpatient level. But these are for patients that are stable enough and safe enough, you know, to go home at the end of each day. So that's called partial hospitalization. And we offer that for both adults and youth here in Reno. The other level of care is intensive outpatient programming, and that is 3 days a week, 3 hours a day. And we have different tracks. We have a morning track. We have an evening track, because with that, we want to accommodate people's work schedules. And we offer intensive outpatient for both substance use treatment as well as mental health needs.
Very good. And so, Don, you know, you also shared with our listeners that RBHH offers some residential programming. Would you mind speaking to that?
Yes, and I'm happy to, and I'm glad you asked, Dr. G, because you were instrumental in help launching that program and getting it to the level it is today. But we call that Flourish Residential Treatment Center, and it's specifically a program for teenage girls. And typically it is a step down from inpatient care, And it could be a program that could last 60, 90 days or longer. But it's for somebody that doesn't quite need inpatient hospitalization, but they are not quite ready to go home either. And so it provides ongoing treatment for a number of conditions and helps a young person transition back to their home guardian or family.
Well, thank you, Don, so much for acknowledging me. That was very kind and gracious of you. And Flourish is like my third child in just, you know, how it helps young adolescent girls in working through their trauma and identifying how to help families heal and keeping youth safe by being in a locked residential treatment center. And so, you know, Flourish is, I think, such an appropriate name because, you know, if you think about just the trajectory of a treatment plan for all individuals that receive care at RBHH, that at the end of their treatment goals plan, we hope that each individual is going to flourish. So,
absolutely,
Don, if you know, if there's anything that I can do to help push candidates, professionals up your way to help staff RBHH, of course, you know, I will do as much as I can in terms of utilizing the connections that I have. But for listeners, though, that might be interested in learning more about RBHH, potential professionals that might be interested in wanting to explore professional careers or opportunities within RBHH, because there's a whole gamut of different units, departments. What would be the best way, Don, for an individual to go about linking themselves and maybe filling out an application or submitting a resume to the hospital?
Well, they would just need to go to our website, which is renobehavioral.com, and click on the careers page, and we have a list of all of our offerings there. And that's probably the number one way to see the different opportunities we have. And I think that behavior health is a wonderful profession for someone to go into. Healthcare, I think everyone knows there's a shortage of professionals in healthcare. Behavioral health in particular, to me, is very impactful. It's very rewarding. It's very hard work, but it's very fulfilling work. And I would recommend it for any professional that is looking for a career change. And we get a lot of professionals that were in the medical side of hospitals and end up transitioning into the behavior health side of hospitals. And usually it's because they're looking for something more fulfilling, just in a different way, where they can really engage with patients on a different level.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you acknowledging that, Don. Can you talk, if you don't mind, Don, a little bit more about just what, from a customer service perspective, what can community members, what can Northern Nevada stakeholders expect for their referrals, their patients to receive as far as the care that is being provided from the patients? I think this is important for people listening to have an understanding of, if they were to go receive clinical services at RBHH, you know, whether for themselves or it be for a loved one, what to kind of anticipate, you know, in terms of how will their loved one be treated and received by RBHH?
Well, any hospital is only as good as its employees and as its staff, nurses and psychiatrists and on and on. And I'm very proud of the team that we have at Reno Behavioral Healthcare Hospital. Our employees are here because their heart's in it. They're here because they care. Many employees that get into behavioral health, maybe they have struggled with it themselves, or maybe they've been impacted because they've had a loved one or a family member that struggled. So for most of our employees, it's personal. And that's why they get into it, that their heart is into it. And I think one of the things you mentioned and one of the things I'm proud of here at Reno Behavioral Healthcare Hospital is that we truly do try to individualize the care. You mentioned that every day we have a meeting where all the leaders from all the various departments get together and we review each patient individually, one by one, making sure that everybody's on the same page. Are there any issues? Is the patient safe? What's the treatment plan? Is the patient truly getting what they need? So I think at Reno Behavioral Healthcare Hospital, one of the things I'm most proud of is the individualized care that we provide and the caliber of our employees and the big hearts that they have.
You know, Don, I would agree with you 100% just because, again, to reemphasize this point, and I think this is important for listeners, is, you know, it's scary when we have stress and chaos unfolding and entering into our lives, our family lives. You know, there's a lot of hypervigilance and need to react sometimes and respond. And, you know, we just don't know what's behind locked doors for family members and what our loved one might be experiencing. And to hear, though, how their loved one may be wrapped by the team's, you know, arms, metaphorically, and helping them heal and learn how to be safe again and to stabilize so that they can be stepped down to a lower level of care, that they can be discharged from being inpatient. I think it's important. And that's something that definitely, you know, listeners, that I can speak to is you know, the level of detail, the level of commitment and support from leaders at RBHH and beyond its walls from within Signature Healthcare. The creativity, Don, that you encourage and that you allow your team to have a little freedom appropriately within the setting of a hospital to do the best that can be done at meeting individuals' needs. And so I really do believe RBHH, in my opinion, is a leader in attempting to do what is right by meeting the needs of patients, because, you know, we all talk about certain things in the field of mental health, in the field of behavioral health, keywords in which regulations, regulatory standards identify for providers to uphold and to provide clinical services from a certain perspective or modality and to meet certain state laws and regulations. But, you know, do we all really do it, though? And I can attest to listeners that at RBHH in Northern Nevada, in Reno, if you or a loved one are to receive care up north, that, you know, you're going to receive good quality clinical services. You're going to be treated with dignity, with respect, and that team members really do strive and they do the best that they can handling intense situations at times to treat each people with integrity. And you know, that's really, really important, I think, when initiating this level of care and having, I think, courage to reach out and extend your hand and ask for help, because I think it's really, really scary sometimes taking that first step. Is there anything else, Don, that you'd like to kind of share and just make sure that we cover before we end this coffee talk this morning?
Yeah, just one more thing. And once again, thanks for having me on. It is a true honor, and it's great to reconnect with you, Dr. G. We had a lot of wonderful years together, and I think I'm really proud of what we built together. I also want listeners to know that one of the things we offer is free and confidential assessments 24/7. And so people can make appointments. We accept referrals, and we also accept walk-ins. And all one needs to do is call 775-393-2201, and they can make an appointment or just walk in. But we're open 24/7. We're there for the community. We recognize that a crisis doesn't just happen 8 to 5, and anybody can access us at any time.
Yeah, so thank you for highlighting that, Dawn, because you know, I really want individuals throughout the state of Nevada, not just our listeners that are up north in the Reno-Carson area. It's not unusual where Dawn and I have received, welcomed, and worked with referral partners down south in the Las Vegas, Clark County area. Because, again, in the field of mental health, it's really identifying resources and what is a best fit in regards to level of care, least restrictive level of care, where each individual can strive. So, you know, for our listeners down south in the Las Vegas area, I just want to highlight that in the event, if you have a young person, a young adolescent female, and outpatient level of care, level of services have been exhausted, and you're kind of at a wit's end and not sure where else to go or how else to support your young female family member, then, you know, RBHH Flourish certainly can be an option up north. And, you know, there's lots of creative ways that RBHH can work towards facilitating family sessions. So if the family is living down south and, you know, if you make the decision that you want to give Flourish a try, and your daughter is up north receiving clinical residential services, that telehealth, you know, using your phone, using your computer, the phone. There's lots of ways, though, that RBHH can meet the needs of families that don't just live up north. So I want to really highlight that as well. And Dawn, one more time, though, for our professionals that are listening to this conversation this morning, would you mind just saying one more time how they can go about in submitting an application and a resume? And then also one more time, Dawn, if you don't mind, can you say that number where patients, community members can reach out to RBHH and, you know, just make a connection?
Absolutely. So professionals out there looking for a career opportunity in mental health, they can visit our website at renobehavioral.com and look for our careers page. And then for any community member that needs care for themselves or a loved one, you can also go to our website, once again, renobehavioral.com, or our assessment and referral department. And they can be reached at 775-393-2201. And as I mentioned, we're available 24/7 and can help manage a behavioral health crisis.
Thank you so much, Dawn, again, for making yourself available to just share what Reno Behavioral Healthcare Hospital does and how you continue to provide support to the community up north. And I'm Dr. Jenis. Thank you for tuning in and listening to It's Where I Am on 91.5 FM KUNV. Until next time, see you then.